Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Listeners of the show know that we love promoting events, right?
We do.
But do you ever think to yourself, I wonder how that event turned out?
I mean, I don't, because typically,
you know?
Somebody's up there or I'm up there and I kind of find out about it. So yeah.
Well, you know what? I've got some updates from the busy weekend last weekend.
Okay. It was a busy weekend.
It really was. So last week's Vine Street Market at O'Fallon Station reported their highest attendance all year.
Oh, wow.
Over 600 people came out to shop for produce, bread, fresh flowers, and the weather really helped because it was a beautiful... It was a really nice day.
Really was, yeah.
But I want to give a plug for my newest market find. Main Street Pastures is a family-owned farm out of St. Rose, Illinois. They raise chickens and cattle and turkeys, and they have a weekly market special where they bundle a bunch of their meat together.
That's cool.
2 weeks ago, their weekly special included sliced ham, and that's probably not something I would have thought to buy, but when it was bundled in the special, I was like, okay, well, let's give it a try. Nick, it is so good.
Yeah.
It's like the leftover ham after Easter Sunday.
Ooh.
It's thick cut. It has tons of flavor. So I went back last week and bought some more of that.
Nice.
So if you're wanting to try something new and you haven't picked up the ham from Main Street Pastures, maybe give it a try.
Okay.
Saturday was also Touch a Truck in the community park, and they had over 1,200 people at that event.
Yeah, I took Max to that, but he was more interested in the playground than the trucks.
Oh.
And so... it was a whole lot of me being like, hey, dude, check out this truck, and him pulling me towards the
slide,
the
daddy,
playground.
Slide.
Exactly. So
that's fair enough. Bacon Fest was also just down the street at the VFW, and I know they were a little nervous about attendance this year. I think they had less than half of the vendors they normally have. Several of their usual vendors went out of business during the pandemic, so that's a bummer.
Yeah.
And then others just aren't out doing events just yet. But the community came out in force. The VFW Auxiliary, who coordinates the event, they were so thrilled with the attendance.
Good.
Many of the vendors commented that this was their best event for sales all year, so they were really happy too. And the event raised over $3,000 to support local veterans.
That's awesome.
And as a reminder, the money raised by the VFW helps local veterans do things like pay for their power bills. They can get gas cards. It helps with groceries. So it was a great event to help good people.
Fantastic.
And here's what I love about these downtown community events. It doesn't matter who you are. You belong there. So it's family and stroller friendly. It's almost always pet friendly. There are usually quite a few dogs at the market and then in the downtown area. If you're health conscious, they've got you covered. If you want to indulge, you could totally load up on sugary treats. If you have limited mobility, I have found that there's usually quite a bit of seating. I've gone to the market alone. I've gone with girlfriends. I feel like you can pop in and pop out, or you can stay and just make a morning of it. So like I said, I just think there's something for everybody.
That's great.
There's only about a month left of these weekend markets. The last one is scheduled for Saturday, October 16th. So if you keep thinking you're going to get going and you haven't gone yet, now is definitely the time because the weather this weekend looks like another winter.
It does look gorgeous. So speaking of events, didn't the Chamber of Commerce have their golf tournament a few days ago?
We did. And no offense to others who host golf tournaments, but I think ours is the premier event in the region.
Well.
We were at Far Oaks again this year. We hosted 200 players on 50 teams between the morning and the afternoon sessions. During the afternoon session, 14 of the 18 holes had two teams start at the shotgun start. And it's crazy busy when they're all lining up and, you know, you've got 30-something teams getting ready to head out onto the course, but it is a really good time. The morning teams get breakfast and lunch, and then the afternoon teams get lunch and dinner included. Plus, there are 8 sponsored holes on the course that have tents with all kinds of snacks and drinks and games that keep everybody entertained.
Well, it sounds fun. I don't remember us promoting it on the show, though.
It's true. I think we mentioned it once right when registration opened up, but here's the thing. It fills up so quickly with both players and sponsors that we really couldn't promote it again. So if what we just talked about sounds fun and you want in, you're going to want to get in early on it next year.
Sounds good. So Jess, we've talked a lot about events already, but what's on the calendar for this week?
Surprisingly, not much for this weekend.
Oh.
But we do have a busy fall on tap, so I feel like maybe we're taking a breather this weekend and starting to gear up for what is going to be an almost nonstop weekend coming this fall.
Okay.
Tonight is a movie in the park. The movie is the Disney film Raya and the Last Dragon. It'll start about 7:30, and it's at the community park. Saturday is Vine Street Market at O'Fallon Station. The market opens at 8 with live music starting at 9 a.m., Also this weekend, O'Fallon Police will be at Schnucks on Seven Hills selling their Torch Run merchandise in support of Special Olympics. So if you see some friendly faces and some Special Olympians, be sure to stop by and say hi.
I'll have to do that.
Don't forget, Ladies' Night is coming up this Thursday, September 23rd. Wine, painting, shopping, all at the McKendree Metro Recplex. Doors open at 6 p.m. Painting starts at 6:30. Tickets are $40, and that includes your painting project, a drink, light snacks, and then shopping with the vendors, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
I like to drink and paint.
Well, there you go.
Why is it just the ladies?
You could still go.
Okay.
I promise they would welcome you with open arms.
Okay.
And then heads up, there is a really special honor run scheduled for Saturday, October 2nd at the Veterans Monument just off of Seven Hills Road in O'Fallon. The honor run is a 5K race in memory of John Wilt. He was a 1996 graduate of OTHS where he was really involved. He was part of the marching and concert bands, the speech team. He played varsity football, track, and he was really active in his church. He went on to graduate from the United States Naval Academy, where he earned a degree in physics. He was a commissioned officer in the Marine Corps, and Lieutenant Wilt died in May of 2002 during a flight officer training when two T-39 Sabreliner jets collided over the Gulf of Mexico. That was a really tough day for O'Fallon.
Yeah.
His parents, Nell and Ann Wilt, are longtime O'Fallon residents and just some of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And John loved running, and he had competed in two marathons. So this run, in John's memory, is a really fitting way to honor John's legacy of service to others. And his foundation supports a four-year, $1,500 annual renewable scholarship for an OTHS graduating senior. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. But again, that's Saturday, October 2nd, starting at the Veterans Monument.
Sounds good. Well, Jess, unless you've got anything else, I think this about does it for me for this week. Gotta head out.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.